Today, the International Olympic Committee voted to add two sports to the 2016 Summer Games, golf and rugby. They'll be the first new Summer Olympic sports since the addition of taekwondo and triathlon. That was back in the year 2000. And sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays, to talk about this. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Does this mean that Tiger Woods might possibly become an Olympian?
Yeah, he'll be 40 in 2016, so let's not exactly put an olive wreath on his head yet. But he certainly was instrumental in persuading the IOC to add golf. The sport is indeed played around the world, which is one criterion for inclusion in the Olympics. Having star power like Tiger would achieve what the Olympic poobahs so desperately want: celebrity glitz, sponsor attention, TV ratings. On athletic grounds, though, I don't think the Olympics needs golf.
Well, why not? I mean, the Olympics has already got tennis and all those pro basketball stars from the NBA. What would be the problem with this?
Now, one argument for inclusion is whether the Olympics would be the most or one of the most important events for a sport, which is why tennis, I don't think, belongs, and why softball was, I think, wrongly removed from the games. I think basketball now meets the test, especially as the rest of the world has caught up to the United States. That's a fabulous tournament. The structure of the men's and women's Olympic golf events will make this more of an exhibition, I think, than a tournament. The way it's going to work is that the top 15 players in the world will automatically qualify, and then 45 more players will get in based on nationality. So while it might be fun to see, like, the 400th ranked player in the world from the Philippines paired with Tiger Woods, it's not going to be a real championship field. If you're going to do golf in the Olympics, I think a team tournament with four or five players representing each country would have been more interesting.
Tiger pushed for this. What do other golfers think? Is everybody excited about this?
Yeah, I think people get excited. If you're in the sport, being in the Olympics is a great thing. Everybody dreams of winning a gold medal.
Okay, Stefan. So what about rugby? The Olympics seems like a natural place for that sport.
Yeah, this is totally quintessentially Olympian. You've got national pride, team competition, 115 countries field international sides. The sport has broad interest in Europe, Africa, New Zealand, Australia, some parts of South America. And of the version of the game that the IOC chose is in line with its modern desire for faster paced games. What will be in the Olympics is rugby sevens. That's seven players a side, rather than the 15 a side in the traditional rugby union. This seven-a-side was first played in the late 19th century, but it really gained popularity in the 1980s. They play on the same size field, like a football field. Sevens is a much faster game, wide open. You don't see that big scrum that a lot of people associate with rugby. So it's more exciting, and you get some really powerful on-field, open-field hits. But because the game is so exhausting for players, the games are much shorter, just 7 minutes a half, 10 minutes a half in the finals of a tournament. So you get multiple games per day. This is great for fans, great for TV.
So you say it's shorter, much more wide open, less pugilistic?
No, equally. More, I think, pugilistic. I mean, this is a violent, violent game, and only the toughest survive.
So we don't necessarily think of the U.S. as a rugby country, but if it becomes an Olympic sport, or now that it's about to become an Olympic sport, will the U.S. start to embrace rugby?
You know, no, we're not a rugby nation, obviously. There's no pro league here. The U.S. men lose to tiny countries with rugby heritages like Samoa and Tonga and Fiji. But the U.S. has qualified for major rugby union and rugby sevens world championships in recent years, which is pretty good. The U.S. men rank 11th in the world in rugby sevens. About a dozen American men play professionally overseas, including a guy named Todd Clever, who is the first American to earn a pro contract in South Africa's top league. And that is really impressive. And the U.S. women are just flat out good. They've won the Rugby Union World Cup and reached the semifinals of the inaugural Women's World Cup of Rugby Sevens earlier this year. This sort of reminds me of soccer in the United States in the 1980s and early 1990s, mostly amateurs on the world stage, a newer sport for women, so they've done better than the men.
Sounds like a sport to watch. Stefan, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Good to have you back, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.